Independence Day marked a major event in Israel's history, a 65th anniversary, a day of pomp, ceremony, and remembrance. But it's also a day to take stock of Israel's strategic position in the Middle East. Despite the relative calm, there are storm clouds on the horizon. The instability in Egypt and the chaotic situation in Syria lead inevitably to concern about the pressure from the south and the north. It is difficult for intelligence analysts to predict where and when the next conflict will arise, but instability often leads to military action. At the moment, the Sinai is the equivalent of the Wild West. Terror groups operate there with impunity. 2 days ago, rockets were fired into Eilat. These Grad rockets didn't cause any damage, and my suspicion is the rockets were designed to increase tension between Egypt and the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. The Israeli force operated with restraint. Egypt itself is at the point of complete collapse. Unemployment is at 50%, food stocks are dwindling rapidly, beans, a staple in the Egyptian diet, have increased in price 42% in the last 2 weeks. The Israeli fear is that desperate people do desperate things. Will the Morsi government seek control of an oil-rich nation in order to obtain hard currency? Will it crack down on public dissidents, becoming an autocratic state that dispenses with free elections? And what would that mean for Israel? Syria is also in complete disarray. Bashar Assad will not hesitate to use brutal force against his own people, and the so-called rebels are much better. Moreover, the war has spilled over into Lebanon, and if al-Qaeda or another radical group gains a foothold, the Golan Heights could become a target-rich area. At the moment, warlords are vying for control within the rebel forces. When the dust settles, these groups such as al-Nusra will attempt to gain influence by putting pressure on Israel. So far, Israel has kept the lid on major assault. But should sophisticated reinforcements appear, the IDF will have no alternative except to launch a devastating campaign. The problem Israel faces is that it isn't able to deal with a government. Morsi still doesn't have complete control over the Egyptian military, and Assad is holding on for dear life. To complicate matters, Prime Minister Salam Fayyad resigned, arguably the only figure capable of maintaining order in the West Bank. This resignation may make it easier for Abbas to negotiate a deal with Hamas, but whatever the circumstance, this development cannot be good news for Israel. Nonetheless, Lieutenant General Benny Gantz, the Chief of Staff for the Israeli Defense Force, said Israel will do whatever is necessary to protect its interests. An Air Force commander affirmed this view by noting Israel cannot let its guard down at any point. Increased regional tension only means the Israeli Air Force is on high alert. For a time being, unrest translates into a preoccupation with local matters. That is the positive dimension of this scenario. But when some form of regional stability emerges, the threat could increase quickly and with lethal force. Israel resides in an unhealthy neighborhood. Yet the strength of the IDF, its advanced equipment, and the morale of the troops give it an edge in any potential battle. It may be a struggle to maintain the superior position, but without it, Israel would not survive. And as I see it, neither would the Jewish people.